Can it be that it was all so simple then? Or has time rewritten every line? If we had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would we? Could we?
Hi, this is Jay Lenhart, and you're tuned into Anything Goes with Lise Avery, that fox.
And it's 10:19 in the morning, and the magnificent voice we just heard, often called the Stradivarius voice, it was Maureen McGovern. She's been thrilling audiences on worldwide concert stages, on Broadway, and on recordings throughout a career that has spanned over 40 years. She's got a brand new album out called A Long and Winding Road that's been praised by the New York Times as a captivating musical scrapbook from the 1960s to the 70s. And her vocal technique is second to none. That was the New York Times saying that, even though I think that too. She was Grammy-nominated for Best Artist in 1973 and Best Traditional Pop Vocal Performance. And you guys probably remember her best from her from the Oscar-winning international gold record The Morning After, which reached number one. And, of course, We May Never Love Like This Again. Maureen's currently touring with her one-woman theatrical show. She's going to be at Birdland, you guys, for 1 week, November 8th through the 12th. She's going to be presenting Dangling Conversations, an intimate evening of classic songs, including Paul Simon, Joni Mitchell, Don Henley, Laura Nero, Jimmy Webb. Just great, great stuff. Our buddy Jay Lenhart's going to be backing her up on the bass. And I'm very pleased and honored to welcome Maureen McGovern to Anything Goes this morning. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning to you. It was nice to hear Jay's voice because he played on that recording. And, of course, as you said, he'll be joining me at Birdland as well.
He's the best of the best.
I love him. He's one of the funniest people.
I was going to say, not only his bass playing, but his mind.
Yeah.
But enough about Jay Lenhart. It's really, as I just told you off mic, Maureen, I've been a long-term fan of yours, and I congratulate you on your longevity in the business and the wonderful work that you've done. Tell us about the current show that is coming into Birdland, Dangling Conversations.
Well, it's called Dangling Conversations, obviously, from the Paul Simon and Garfunkel song from the 60s, but the subtitled sort of Looking for Time and Love in the Digital Age. I'll be doing some Laura Nero as well, and then some of the artists that you mentioned, the singer-songwriters that I've loved. A Long and Winding Road, the current CD that I have, and the show that went with that, was more like a whimsical looking back. And this particular show, though the backdrop is songs from the 60s, basically up to the 90s, with J.D. Suther and Don Henley and Bruce Springsteen and other writers included in this particular show, is a more introspective look, at love and life in a very unintrospective time, and kind of through the prism of these songs. So it's a very different show from the other one, but still has all these great, great songs that are, the classic songs from the second half of the Great American Songbook.
And you're tuned into Anything Goes. I'm Lise Avery talking to Maureen McGovern. Well, the thing is, Maureen, that to me, and maybe to some of the folks who are listening, you are the Great American Songbook, but maybe the earlier part of the Great American Songbook. We don't necessarily associate you with singing material written by Bruce Springsteen, so how did you come to that?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, as a boomer, I started playing guitar and singing folk music, so I do some Pete Seeger in this show, and Joni Mitchell, and like I said, Laura Nero as well from that time, and Simon and Garfunkel. Paul Simon, I think, is just one of our national treasures.
Mm.
It's kind of taken me back to my roots, really. I mean, along the way, I was the disaster singer in the 70s, and then in the 80s, became the schizophrenic singer. I was singing jazz and classical and theater and pop and, big band stuff and, all kinds of wonderful stuff. So, I sing. I mean, I sing what interests me and what I enjoy, but I always, whether it's, Gershwin or it's J.D. Suther, I look for what is a timeless thread in what they're saying, or what, why is this song relevant today? And when you look back to writers from the boomer era, it's very different from Gershwin, but there's just a wealth of really great, great songwriters that came through that period of time. So it's wonderful to examine all their stuff too.
And well, I agree with you, and Paul Simon may in fact be different from Gershwin, but he's not in terms of his dedication
so
to the
brilliant.
Right
so
the music and the words. Of course, when I say Gershwin, of course that collects the two of them together.
Sure.
Right? It's not fair to leave Ira out. But
he's a very sophisticated writer.
Absolutely.
Jimmy Webb is to me the national treasure. I mean, he writes just incredible stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I had the privilege to meet Jimmy. He is a delightful, delightful
beautiful
fellow, and really still putting it out there. And
yeah.
I think perhaps in many ways better than ever.
We had the pleasure of singing with him earlier this year in a concert, which was a thrill.
He's such a down-home kind of guy, right? It's just, you meet him, it's just like, okay,
very
you know,
real.
Just this
very
big
real.
Teddy bear that you can sort of hang around with and enjoy. And so when you when you were speaking about the lyrics, Maureen, I think that there is a common thread in general with vocalists, and you don't know this, but I'm a singer as well, and the first thing that we look at or look to is, what is the song saying? What's the monologue? And does it speak truthfully to me?
Because singing a song is a heightened conversation to me. And that's, people always come up to me and say, God, I listened to that song forever. I loved it. I had no idea what it was about. You know, I mean, you take Up, Up, and Away. I loved that when I was a kid. And with Jeff Harris, my musical director, has done a wonderful Brazilian take on that.
Cool.
But the lyrics are, I remember the Fifth Dimension song. I just sang it all the time and loved it when I was a kid. And I was going, oh, my God, I had no idea that was in there, too, and that. There's just lovely lines in the piece. That he's just so wonderful a writer.
And so you take a look at the lyrics and you find it truthful. And then what else is? Tell us more about your process.
How it relates today, or take a different look at it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, a song can mean one thing in one era of history. You do it now. You know, I mean, I sing in this show an American tune, Paul Simon.
Mm. Oh, it's a great
masterpiece.
Song. Yeah.
And you know, he wrote it in 1973, and we thought the world was falling apart then. And you sing it today, and you go, oh, my God, did he write that like an hour ago? You know, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
Timeless.
Absolutely. And you guys, you are tuned into Anything Goes. I'm speaking to Maureen McGovern. She's going to be at Birdland beginning Tuesday through Saturday, the 8th through the 12th. Of November, two sets each night, 8:30 and 11 p.m. And for reservations, information, all that kind of stuff, log on to birdlandjazz.com or you can call them at 212-581-3080. Maureen, you're here to do a benefit tonight, is that right? You
yes.
want to tell us about that just briefly?
Sage Benefit and a wonderful organization giving awards tonight and also to raise money for a great group that helps senior GLBT folks, and they've been, you know, helpful to people for years and years and years, and they're just a great organization.
The name of the organization is Sage.
Sage, yes.
Do you know what does that stand for? Do you know, does that stand for something in particular?
It does, and you would ask me that, and I don't.
No,
that's not,
you know, sorry.
Senior, I know is the first part.
Okay, so it's an organization that reaches out to the gay and lesbian community and who are elderly and need assistance.
Yeah.
Is that pretty much are those kinds of are those tickets available? Is it sold out?
That I don't know.
Okay.
You know, it's going to be at, where is it here? It is Gotham Hall tonight.
Okay.
So check it out.
Okay, at Gotham Hall. All right, guys. You know, you can Google it, figure it out, and check that out if that's something that interests you. Otherwise, again, Maureen's going to be at Birdland the 8th through the 12th, and we are fortunate. We're going to be giving you a chance to win some tickets to see Maureen. But if you want to guarantee them for yourself, 212-581-3080. I'll be there on Tuesday in case anybody cares. Maureen has toured with folks like Mel Torme and recorded with folks like Chick Corea and Jay, and then it says you appeared here with Buddy Rich and Cleo Lane. Tell us, you got any stories for us, Maureen? On the road stories.
Mel was my mentor, and
is that so?
We toured together, and we did many PBS specials, and actually the Tommy Dorsey special was with Mel and Buddy Rich and Jack Jones, a whole bunch of folks were on the show, was Buddy's actual last live performance before he passed away. And to see Mel and Buddy together, they were back in junior high instantly. Naughty little boys.
Not a
they
good
were
thing.
So fun. they were funny. Very, very good friends.
And Maureen is being very modest, but according to the notes that I have, Mel Torme said that Maureen McGovern is quite simply the most glorious singer to come down the pike in several months of Sundays, possessed of one of the finest vocal instruments in the world. It's easy to understand why she's a world-class performer. So tell us about your vocal, what you do for your voice, Maureen, to maintain it, How often do you vocalize? What else do you do? Stand on your head, gargle?
I have, you know, on my iPod, my iPhone, my iPad, I have my vocal warm-ups that actually I've put together with Marge Rivingston. Actually, they're her warm-ups that I've done since my days in Pirates of Penzance in the early 80s. I'd never studied till I came to Pirates, and Marge was a vocal coach who came with the contract. And I thought, I've taught myself to sing. Thank you very much. I didn't want to sound like the ghost of Bert Lahr, all those opera divas with a out of control vibrato. And so I went to her reluctantly, and she was just a godsend. And she's semi-retired and living in California, but we get together periodically. But I have, we made tapes through the years, and they still work. I still do them. Not every day now, but certainly every time I sing, and a couple times a week.
But I'm always singing, so
listening to something and singing, so I just keep the voice. I have to say, at 62, I am thrilled to be still doing what I love. It's a gift.
Absolutely, and congratulations on that. Now, can I ask you, speaking of that, and you are welcome to tell me that this is incorrect information, or we can move on. But I read, Maureen, that you had a bit of trouble after you became really a big star, and that you had some financial trouble, which caused you to have to do some non-showbiz things to earn a dollar.
Well, yeah, that was in the 70s. After two million-selling Oscar-winning gold records, I ended up back at Good Morning Francis X. Kohler Public Relations, under the name of Glenda Schwartz. I took a pseudonym there, and in California, and I had a manager who took, had a guaranteed percentage of a graduated up to 40% of my earnings. He rationalized, the more I made, the more he should make, math not being one of my stronger suits in those days. I ended up absolutely broke, and went back to being a secretary for a couple of years till Can You Read My Mind came along.
That's, I have to just let you know that I ask you that question certainly out of respect.
Every artist goes through something like that. At the time, you think, why is this happening to me? But it's the ugly, I look at all these kids who win these contests and have these big, fabulous careers and whatever, and I just think, I hope somebody's looking out for them, because there are a lot of takers there.
Yes, there are. There are a lot of, there you go. There's a lot of people that would like to just latch on and stay there. And I hope you can have a few minutes to spend a few more minutes to spend with us, Maureen, because I'd love to play another track. Now, as I said, I don't have your new album, The Long and Winding Road, which I wish I had.
PS
Classics. Yeah, it's on PS Classics, you guys, so of course, and it's out already. It's been out for a while, so you can look for it on the web. But what do I have queued up? Oh, I have something live queued up. This is a little older, but what I chose was something from your Naughty Baby CD.
Uh-huh.
And I've got, speaking of the Gershwins, by Strauss queued up, because you're just so much fun. Would you like to set this up at all, Maureen?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to set it up for us?
It was kind of a rare Gershwin at that time, and not heard a whole lot, and we just decided to take it off the cliff, shall we say, with respect.
Okay. This is Maureen McGovern falling off a cliff with Ira Gershwin here on Anything Goes, and we'll have more with Maureen on the other side of this song. Just keep it tuned right here.
Gershwin keeps pounding on tin. How can I be civil when hearing that drivel? It's only for night clubbing souses. Just give me the free and easy vance that's easy and easy. And go tell the band if they want a hand, the votes must be strong. and I want a melody. Lilting through the house, then I want a melody. My Strauss, it laughs, it sings, the world is in rhyme, swinging in three-quarter time. Let the Danube flow along, and the Fledermaus, keep the wine and give me song. My Strauss, by Joe, by Jing, my Strauss is the thing. So I say to Ha-Cha-Cha, give me an oompa pa, maestro.
Maureen McGovern and her High Wire Act.
My Hannah Durbin tribute.
Yes, very. There you go. But not for nothing. That is a High Wire Act, Maureen.
That was a live album we did in the studio. We had members of the Gershwin family there, and Alf Simon, their former pianist from all their early shows, was
wow.
There.
Wow.
Yeah, it was thrilling.
Oh, that well, and you know what? You really. As much as you and I are making fun, you really, really grabbed the intent of that. I just thought, and
I guess that was with great respect, but just loosing it up at my...
And the vocal hijinks,
that
my goodness.
So
yes.
Who was that woman?
It was a Courageous Key. Courageous Key and Minute Mouse, I don't know. And you guys, we're talking to Maureen McGovern. She's going to be at Birdland for the 8th through the 12th exclusive one-week engagement in her show Dangling Conversations. She's going to be paying tribute to songwriters we love, like Paul Simon and Joni Mitchell and Laura Nyro and Jimmy Webb. And coincidentally, we were celebrating Paul Simon's birthday, I think it was last week here on Anything Goes, and we were having a Paul Simon fest. Or was it 2 weeks ago? I can't even remember. His birthday is the 13th of October. And he's touring again too, Maureen.
Yes.
You know this.
With his new album, yeah.
Yeah, very, very nice. So, So tell us a little bit more about being Maureen McGovern and what else we can expect. Have you got other things that we can see coming down the pike?
Yeah, I'm putting together an American spiritual CD and a children's jazz album. So I'm working on those at the same time I'm doing all this other thing, pre-production for those. And also Carry It On is my one-woman show that... I've done an arena stage in Boston, received the Ernie Award for Best Solo Performance in Boston, and we just did it at Jiva and Theater in Rochester, and now we'll be at Two Rivers Theater in Red Banks, New Jersey this spring.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a 90-minute, well, 100-minute, one-woman show with just my musical director, Jeff Harris, designed all the music, and just the two of us on stage. So
wow. You've been working with Jeff Harris for years and
for
years and years
time.
And years, right?
Yes, yes.
And that's wonderful when you find that collaboration for yourself. It's just
he's a brilliant, not only a brilliant musician, but a brilliant songwriter, too. I'll be doing actually one of Jay Lenhart's songs in the Double Cross in the show at Birdland, and also a beautiful song that Jeff Harris wrote with Allison Hubbard called He Loves Me in this new show that's the one everybody, you know, loves.
Wow. And tell me a little bit more about the jazz CD for kids. That sounds very intriguing.
Well, I think there's young people today are exposed to all kinds of music, and particularly the younger you reach someone, I think you have a lifelong devotee of whatever genre they're listening to. So I just think, you know, reaching kids when they're very, very young and taking songs like When I See an Elephant Fly, or, you know, things that
ooh,
they can relate to, that and just giving it a playful jazz take, kids really seem to respond to. So I'd love to.
Absolutely. I've got a nephew who has been exposed to all kinds of music, no Barney, and he knows everything from Little Richard to Beatles to,
yeah,
and whatever you, I mean, kids are just these wonderful sponges, and
yeah,
he'll play and play and play. Well, Maureen, I really, I thank you so much for your time. Have a wonderful gig tonight.
Great talking to you, and I'll look forward to seeing you at
you will
at
see me on Tuesday, and with bells on, and I look forward to meeting you in actual person. And I've actually set up, because I had a different song set up, but since you mentioned Jeff, we played The Same Moon earlier on in the program, but I just I queued up another one, which is the title track of your State of the Heart album, which I have a very worn record version of, and they sent me, I was so happy, they sent me the CD. I'm such a happy girl. So would you like to introduce this for us, Maureen McGovern?
State of the Heart, I've recorded about 16 of his songs through the years, and we've actually co-written a couple things. Born in the Heart, which is on my Works of Heart CD, but he's just a brilliant songwriter, and I hired him right out of college.
Oof.
And I mean, we've come and gone through the years doing other things, but I just, you know, aside from the sensitivity of his playing, I said, do you write or arrange? And he played a song that he wrote about his grandfather, and I just sat there and wept, and I thought, this is just a major songwriter. So this is State of the Heart.
Wow. Beautiful. All right, you guys, and stick around, because we're going to be giving you a chance to win tickets to see Maureen at Birdland, and your choice of dates and times and stuff like that. And we'll give you more details about that after we hear State of the Heart, written by Mr. Jeff Harris for Maureen McGovern. And go see her at Birdland. Thanks, Maureen.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Bye-bye.
Great to talk to you.
I'm not looking for love. I tell myself it's the last thing I'm thinking of. I've got no expectations, and I mean just what I say. Then I look into his eyes, damned if I don't lose my head. And I wonder how I thought those things I said.
It's fun.
right now, I'll take a caller at random to see Maureen McGovern at Birdland. Let's start with the Tuesday I'm going to be there, Tuesday, November 8th. Choose either 8:30 or 11 p.m. Give me a shout at 201-692-2012 for Maureen McGovern, along with Jay Lenhart on the bass, Jeff Harrison on the bass, a rather...